Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today, we'll discuss the article by Nakata et al. Titled, Gender Differences in Clinical Characteristics and Long-Term Outcome in Acute Decompensated Heart Failure Patients with Preserved and Reduced Ejection Fraction. This article published online January 8, 2016. Joining me today are Associate Editor Masafumi Kitakaze, Lead Author Yoshihiko Saito, and Content Expert Tomoko Ichiki. Let's get started.
This is Masafumi Kitakaze, and all of the cardiologists agree that the plasma BNP level is tightly related to the clinical outcomes in patients with heart failure, but no investigations have focused on the gender difference in the role of BNP levels, which is clinically and physiologically very important. To respond to this requirement, Dr. Saito and co-workers performed this study. So, Yoshi, please briefly explain what you have achieved in your paper.
Thank you very much, Kara and Tomoko and Masafumi, to give me the opportunity. What I want to say in this manuscript is that firstly, to understand the gender difference is important to understand the pathophysiology of heart failure. Secondly, the age distribution and the ejection fraction distribution are different between a male and a female. In the age distribution, heart failure is most frequent in 70s and 80s in female, but in male, heart failure is most frequent in patients with 70s. So the peak is shifted to the older side in female compared with the male patients. Ejection fraction distribution is much dramatically different between male and female patients. As shown in figure 1b, female have two peaks in ejection fraction distribution. One is around 30 to 39%, and another is 60 to 69%. Contrarily, in male, there was broad one peak around 20 to 49% of ejection fraction, but there was no distinct peak around ejection fraction of 60 to 69%. Thirdly, the prognostic power of BNP in female is quite different from that in the male, although the BNP is the most honest biomarker for the prognosis of patient with heart failure. As shown in figure 1C1 and 1C2, the BNP distribution is similar in both genders. However, Kaplan-Meier curve analysis showed that the lower BNP values at discharge was associated with less cardiovascular events in male, but in female, higher and lower BNP values indicate similar CV events rate. Importantly, I did not emphasize BNP as not a predictive factor for cardiovascular events even in female. In this study, the median value of BNP at discharge was 176 picogram per ml. When the 3300 picogram was adopted as a cutoff, BNP was associated with a poor prognosis in the present study. What I want to emphasize is the pathophysiology of heart failure, especially heart HFpEF, is different between male and female.
Thank you, Yoshi. So, Tomoko, do you have some impression for this paper? And if you have a question, please forward the question to Yoshi.
Thank you for inviting me for the great discussion. This is a study of very well-characterized acute decompensated heart failure patient from single center. To me, the most impressive and interesting finding is the significant gender difference in regard to the prediction of cardiovascular event, while it was not seen between HFrEF and HFpEF. Specifically, BNP at discharge as a prognostic marker for male, but not for female. Female had own prognostic marker, which was diuretic-induced hemoconcentration with renal impairment. I think the gender difference brings us important pathophysiological questions as well as clinical implications. My first question is, BNP at discharge is good prognosis marker for males but not females. What's the mechanism of gender difference? And is BNP not a useful marker for females in heart failure? And thinking about males, do you suggest clinicians more closely and carefully follow patients with high BNP levels after discharge and continue more aggressive treatment until BNP level declined?
Thank you, Tomoko. As case of the mechanism, the short answer is I don't know. Again, I want to emphasize that the prognostic power of BNP is weaker in female than the male. But I did not want to say that BNP is not a prognostic marker of heart failure even in the female patients. The reason why prognostic power of BNP did not reach statistical significance is small sample size. Second is a relatively narrow distribution of BNP values. As I told before, the BNP value higher than 300 is significantly associated with a poor prognosis. And thirdly, the difference of medication possibly affects the BNP levels. The diuretics are most frequently used in the female in a chronic period. Dose of loop diuretics, the furosemide equivalent dose, is decreased in male in the chronic phase, but in female, diuretics are used at higher dose even in the chronic phase, which is reflected by the higher value of the BUN to the creatinine ratio, as shown in the table 1. Hydration status possibly affects BNP synthesis and its blood level. As Tomoko told, in male case, physicians try to keep the BNP values lower.
Thank you, Yoshi. Tomoko, do you have another second question?
Yes, my second question is regarding females. As Yoshi stated, the treatment with ACE inhibitor or ARBs has better outcomes, while diuretics induced hemoglobin concentration together with worsening GFR showed worse outcomes. I have a great interest in diuretics and hemoglobin concentration, but why was this only seen in females? In addition, do you have any suggestion how to treat female with diuretics based on your results?
Tomoko, thank you again. And again, the short answer is I don't know the clear mechanism. So one possible explanation is a female is less sensitive for loop diuretics. But I could not find the earlier works that support this hypothesis. Another is too speculative. I assume the female is more sensitive to leg edema.
Okay, Yoshi. Tomoko, do you have another short question?
Yes. Yoshi, you are the expert on heart failure therapeutics, especially using ANP, also called caperitide. So I'd like to ask you about the treatment for acute decompensated heart failure. Did you have a different strategy for treatment of acute decompensated heart failure based upon either HFpEF or HFrEF? Did that patient in the manuscript receive caperitide? And do you think caperitide treatment would alter BNP levels? In other words, is there any feedback system after natrial peptide injection to alter endogenous production or secretion of natrial peptide?
Thank you very much. Yes, in our patients, most patients received ANP infusion with the expectation of that in the patients are suffering from the cardiogenic shock or the severe hypertension. As you know, the ANP treatment possibly alter the endogenous production of BNP directly or the hemodynamic mediated mechanism. And the high plasma concentration of ANP occupies the clearance receptor of natural peptides, which leads to the elevation of the plasma BNP levels. And as case of the treatment strategy in the HFpEF and HFrEF, I think in case of HFrEF, ACE inhibitor and the ARB and the beta blocker in the first line, diuretics are used if necessary. But HFpEF, the diuretics is more often used in Japan.
Yoshi, I have one short question to you. Please tell us the impact of the present finding for the clinical practice of patients with heart failure.
Thank you, Masafumi. Yes, and the gender difference is important. As you know, in every country, female has longer lifespans. Aging is rapidly accelerated in many countries, especially the industrialized countries. Thus, the number of female patients with heart failure will be increased. Considering the poor prognosis of heart failure, a better understanding of the clinical characteristics and the pathophysiology of heart failure is essential to develop a new strategy for treatment of heart failure. Our findings clearly show that the pathophysiology of heart failure is quite different between a male and a female. That means the optimal or the most effective treatment strategy or the diagnostic tool is different between males and females. I hope physicians and researchers to keep this in mind. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Saito. We understand that Dr. Saito's group identified the very important effect of gender on the relationship between the BNP levels and clinical outcomes in patients with heart failure. This is very, very important and intriguing, and we should know the several mechanisms and the clinical impact on the basic research and clinical practice. Thank you very much, and Dr. Saito and Dr. Ichiki.
Thank you very much, Masafumi.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.